cigarettes away. What's up?
Hi, folks. Yeah, they're all on. Mike two. Oh, ooh, we're on the wrong one. Hold on. Give us a second. Since we...
since we last talked, we have some new guests in the station, but we have to reconfigure the board first.
We do have to reconfigure the board.
And it's going
to
take a second, but Gonzo's going really quickly.
Are they gone?
Well, they might.
Wait,
how do we do that?
I don't know how to do that.
Charlie told us how to do it.
Oh, Charlie told us how to... Charlie. If I do...
Different one.
We'll just try a different one.
Hey.
I don't think
me?
This one's on.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, it is. All right.
Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
My mic works. I'm Georgia.
Hi,
What's
Georgia.
What's up? I'm Chris.
Hi, everybody.
Chris from downtown. I'm Charlie.
So these are our teammates, my housemates. They all just wanted to come on the show for what is the last go around for the semester. So thank you all for being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time listeners and supporters here.
Yeah.
For, and
number
one
fans.
Every
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly what I
type thing. Charlie's been on the show before. This is Georgia and Chris's first time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's your first time in the station?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So tell me, thoughts. What's up?
Thoughts on the station.
It's so cool.
I think Georgia's going to have a little PSA for us.
In a little bit. Yeah. It's one an hour.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find one that speaks to me.
Yeah.
The PSA book is huge.
It's like a giant binder.
How did you...
You just kind of go through and, you know, as you say, see what speaks to you.
Yeah.
Chris and Charlie are blowing into the microphone to see if it's on. It's definitely on.
I'm going to take credit for that one.
Yeah.
That last song was Cigarette Silhouette by Sydney Bird. Thank you all for listening. This is Gonzo.
And this is Alicia.
You're listening to Crayons on the Trash on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. Thank you all for being here. We're on for another hour.
So you say crayon and not crayon.
Oh my god.
How do you say it?
It's crayon.
What is it?
Crayon.
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 It's crayon.
Did you say crane?
Yeah.
So Georgia, this is important.
Sorry,
this is important.
It is.
This is important because my show, when we run them separately, it's called Crayon. Is it crayon or crayon? Crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Why?
There's an O in it.
I don't know.
I feel like you're missing a syllable. Crayon.
Crayon.
Yeah.
Crayon.
Talking to the mic also.
Seems a little funny.
Yeah.
I just think
don't be scared.
You have to like make eye contact.
Yeah, huge.
And you can
it really
move,
is.
You can like move it around. Like.
Charlie. I think it's. I don't know. I just grew up saying crayon. Like, there's a little bit of an O in that.
I feel like
crayon.
You say it a little
you
bit
do,
differently
you're,
each
you're,
time.
I say words somewhere. Words
okay.
Weirdly. Like button. I say
pecan.
Pecan? Really, dude?
What?
Pecan. It's pecan.
Pecan.
No, pecan.
Whoa, whoa,
it's pecan.
Whoa, whoa,
especially
whoa,
when
whoa.
It's
whoa.
Pecan. It's gotta be pecan.
No, it's pecan pie.
Pecan
no.
Pie.
It's pecan pie.
No.
The nut is a pecan and it's pecan pie. Yes.
Pecan. A pecan is what you have
like
under
pecan.
Your bed.
A pecan.
That's what my great aunt used to say.
That's actually really funny.
It's pretty clever.
Thank you, Aunt Gretchen, for that one.
I hope none of us have a pecan under our bed.
So that's why it's pecan. And yeah, I rest my case.
That is a good case.
Thank you so much.
That is a good case.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry,
syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
You said the same word twice.
No, then. Syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
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 See, maple syrup.
The weird thing
maple
is
syrup.
I feel like people say syrup, people who say syrup say pecan, but then like it's people like it's not. I don't know. I feel like it's a fancier way of saying it. You know what I mean? Like pecan
right.
is a fancy
pecan.
Way of saying
it's like
pecan.
A
whole
year now.
Syrup is a fancy way of saying syrup.
I see what you're saying.
Too highly of themselves, say pecan. Interesting.
Well, I just yeah.
Looky shade at Aunt Gretchen. I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Anyways, thank you all for joining. We're gonna play a song. This is Wild by Carter Faith.
We're getting silenced.
Born in the heat, dancing out.
I didn't mean to pick a fight, but oh well, note to self, 4 points in, you're someone else. If you can't see my mirrors, then I can't see you. So don't say you won't forgive me, 'cause you always do, at least you say you do. It's funny how, when it's upside down, I push through, I just put up with you. To make me feel small. If you can't see my mirrors, then I can't see you. So don't say you won't forgive me, 'cause you always do, at least you say you do. It's funny how, when it's upside down, I push through, I just put up with you. Okay, love you, bye. So 4 pints in, I'm someone else, but you're no angel, please. So could you just put up with me? If you can't see my mirrors, then I can't see you. So don't say you won't forgive me, 'cause you always do, at least you say you do. It's funny how, when it's upside down, I push through, I just put up with you. I just put up with you. I just put up with you.
Young man after all, and when the seasons change.
do. Mind over matter. Yeah, no.
Oh my god! Hi, folks. Those last three songs were "Okay, Love You Bye" by Olivia Dean, "Coast to Coast" by Dominic Fike, and "Mind Over Matter" by Young the Giant. Charlie is looking up conversation topics.
No, I found an outro song.
He's on his
genuinely
outro.
Don't think this mic is on.
Yes, no, the mic is definitely on.
You just have to really like
your headphones are just a little
Charlie,
wonky.
You know, you can move it.
Also,
yeah.
Closer to your
big
face.
News, guys. Just handed in my final assignment.
Oh my
of
god.
Hey,
wow.
Congratulations.
So yes.
Senior in college.
That is
crazy exciting.
That is freaking me out, actually.
Yeah, okay, why? Why is it freaking you out, Georgia?
Because like
Spill.
I don't know.
Talk to us.
Like today I was talking to Liz Buell and she was like, "Do you know what you want to do?" And I was like, "No. There's so many things I could do and I have no idea what I want to
do."
Mm-hmm. We have a whole nother year. But
yeah,
it is crazy
it goes by fast.
To be seniors, yeah.
It does go by fast. I think my sense of the last 3 years is that freshman year was really long and then the years have gotten shorter. Since.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also I think as you get more comfortable here,
yeah,
like
things just go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you get older, things start to become, or start to feel slower also
because
you've experienced more, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
A larger scope of reference.
Mm-hmm. Passage of time.
The
and
passage
everything.
Of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Georgia, I had a question for you, actually. No. This is something I've been
thinking
about.
This is an interrogation.
This is an interrogation. You have been taking photos for the men and women's crew teams for the last few weeks.
Yes, I have.
I did not know you were into photography. I know now because it's been the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to walk me through, like, your favorite parts about photography for in general, but also like for rowing, and like, what is it like trying to photograph sports?
Well, I first started taking photos in Florence when I was abroad. Like, I took a fashion photography class, and that was, like, very different than what I'm doing now because it was less action photos, more, like, standstill, studio, flash, lighting. That's, how I understood the camera. But I think my favorite part is taking, like, not necessarily the action photos, but, like, the post, like, 500 photos when, like, everyone's, like, handshaking and, like, I don't know. Like,
we're
I think especially, well, with our team, I just feel like there's such, like, a joy to it. And it just makes me happy to be able to photograph it.
Yeah.
I think that, like, it's nice to be able to capture that moment.
Yeah. I was just laughing, though, because Georgia took a really intense picture of my boat last week or something, like after we just finished a piece, and you can see like
everyone is
Leisha
dying.
And Nat. Yeah, thankfully like Nat's covering my face, so you can't
but
see me.
Her face is not covered, and yeah, they all look.
They can't
dead.
Breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
true.
That was really a rough
dichotomy of man.
Yeah. And then there's another one where like I think I'm getting splashed in the eye. I'm just like blinking.
Oh, yeah. No, I get some
classic.
Good ones for sure. Like yeah, I think that there are a couple of good men's teams photos. The ones Liam Jenkins posted was good.
There's been a couple good ones of the four of you.
Yeah, the Whitney one holding the oar. I love that one. That one's really good. I don't know.
We've had some good photos.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
I like it. It's fun. It gives me a purpose so I don't have to be sitting on the erg inside.
Yeah. Good workout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good vibes.
And
good
you got to meet the coaches. I've had some good
chats. Really? That's true. Yeah. Like, I've really bonded with Ethan, which is great.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Super tight
Ethan
now.
Ethan is assistant coach of the women's team. Yeah.
Have you learned any more, like, Ethan lore?
Did you know that he had a schizophrenic uncle?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
So
and
past family history.
He had a stalker
from
age 0 to 3, and his family had to move because of it.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying.
Wait, like as a baby?
Yes.
Like the hardcore stuff. Like, this is crazy.
This is like,
yes. Oh, yeah. He just dropped it, and funny, I was like,
wait, how do you have a stalker as like a baby?
Maybe we don't venture it.
Yeah.
we're towing the line.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
We can talk about it later. Let's see. Other Ethan lore. I don't really know. I mean, he does intermittent fasting, he likes caramel crazes.
Caramel
craze and intermittent fast are separate
endings. What is a caramel craze?
It's like a lot of caramel.
It's like a fake coffee. It's like a
Dunkin'. Are we talking
like
Dunkin'?
Dunkin'. Okay, it's Dunkin'. Like with three like pumps of caramel, and then they do like caramel drizzle and then whipped cream and cinnamon on top. So it's basically like a coffee milkshake.
It's coffee milkshake. Yeah.
See,
perfect.
We're thinking
that
with like amped up honey instead. Get you really going.
That would probably kill you.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a Panera lemonade.
I think.
Oh my God, those Panera lemonades.
Those are fire.
Have you had that?
I've had them.
Aren't they like not being sold anymore?
Or am I making that up? I don't know if they dropped the caffeine level. We had them.
Okay.
I had one before.
They dropped the caffeine level.
Yeah, and it was good.
Two or three.
Were you okay after?
Don't you like your Dunkin' slushies?
I mean, I was definitely wired, right?
Yeah.
I was definitely wired, but I also have been more. I've been drinking more caffeine this semester.
Well, you're
than I
a
have.
Red Bull fiend.
I do love me.
You're
so,
kidding.
So,
get,
hey,
like,
so
Red Bull.
I would love nothing more. Red Bull dropped a new flavor this week. Oh. If any of you all are Red Bull fans, please go take a drink. Have a Red Bull.
Is this advertisement?
No,
this is strictly not
this
advertisement.
Is strictly not advertisement. I just think they're really good. Strictly not advertisement for sure.
Yeah. What song are we playing next?
We're playing a song by New West called Balenciaga.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
I hope you all enjoy.
And halfway home, you caught me at the station, struck me up with quiet conversation. It'd been months since you had set me free. Filled me in on your newfound meditation, the quiet lies help your dedication to dreams that you loved more than you loved me. And I do not want to be cold to you. You left me no choice again. But girl, you better act your age, or you're gonna find yourself alone someday. Standing still in the same old place, looking the same way as yesterday. Let me let you in on a secret. You got lies, I wish you would keep it inside your cage with a broken lock. I'm sick of this small talk. I'm sick of this small talk.
How do you folks? Those last three thongs. Ooh, wow, 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 wow. There goes the
a lot of thongs in here.
Sorry, my lisp from when I was younger came out.
I feel like it did.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, honestly.
Hey, watch your language, so man.
Oh, true.
Yeah, Charlie.
Type thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So those last three songs were Balenciaga by New West, Small Talk by Bryson Maroney, and Arizona by Carter Vale.
Do you have any Balenciaga stuff? Do you like
Balenciaga stuff? No.
You know
no.
Who does? Who? Probably. Max.
Oh, yeah. Max. Super niche reference.
Nuzzy?
Ooh, Nuzzy, yeah.
Really? Yo, listeners right now, if you know Nuzzy, call in. Give us another story.
I can't believe he didn't take a rest day for 4 months. Is that true?
I think so, like, yeah. Vaguely.
I heard that he wrestled a bear.
This is one of our teammates.
How do you think you would do against a bear, Gara?
Me? Ooh, this is me a personally? Dude, I'm honestly, I'm going for the hug. I really need a hug a bear at some point.
Well, it
depends
on what
bear. I'm going for the hug, and we'll see what happens.
That depends on what bear.
I mean, sometimes love prevails.
I think I could get off
balance. I get it off
balance. You get a bear off balance?
Because they stand up.
Bro, they stand up, and I can easily get knocked down. Like, look, if it's like a right foot dominant bear, you like go over to the left side.
I think you guys are both delirious.
Oh, no, I'm getting my hug.
If you're going with a grizzly bear, you're dead.
Guess who?
Bear, let me
is
walk
it a black
your
bear
class.
Or a grizzly bear?
grizzly bear, you're screwed, right?
Grizzly bear, you're dead in like a second. Black bear, you have to act big.
Okay, a serious question. What do you think the biggest animal you could take is?
Like, in what way?
Like. Guys, come on. Like, you're fighting this animal.
Ridiculous. I will
send this to a song right now.
Oh, I'm not swearing.
Come on.
That was inappropriate.
No, you're fighting an animal to the death.
Which one do you want? Are you winning?
Yeah. Which one are you? What fight are you winning?
Well, there's some small.
I'm thinking I'm taking anything my size or lower.
So like even like a puma.
Puma has me.
Right?
But a puma is not.
True,
I feel like
actually.
A puma
is much bigger, also.
Way, way more than Charlie.
Yeah.
Pumas, I think, would be
you
like,
also have to consider.
Is it just bare hands, like, also? Because humans are kind of screwed. We don't mean, like, talons or, like.
Yeah, it's just
your fine
bangs.
Then if you bring.
Or.
I might just take a bite. Like, that doesn't work.
True, yeah, I don't think that works. Okay, you get, like, a spear. Like, you can make your own weapon from things you find.
Yeah.
You're, like,
okay.
A caveman.
In nature. You can go out and, like, make a spear. You can make a rock.
But you have no, like.
If that's true, like, the indomitable human nature. I'll take
pretty
much everything.
I don't think that animals have truly understood human adrenaline.
That's true.
Like,
don't they also like, have adrenaline, though?
Not human adrenaline, though.
True.
Also, like, I could engage in a cheeky, persistent hunt where I, like, run after them. Is that what people do?
I think that's a human thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's why, like, we run marathons and stuff.
True.
Didn't cross-country break your back?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but, like,
probably not the
that's, like, 3 miles, not 26.
Chris can't run.
That's true.
Follow-up question. Would you rather once a year have to fight an orangutan to the death, but you have a sword, or every time you open your car door, you have to fight a chicken to the death?
Chicken. I'm cooking this shit.
Chicken.
This individual.
Chicken's
easy. Bro, and that's free dinner also. You got to think about it from like an economic standpoint,
chicken,
right?
Like,
that's
you grab the body,
that's a lot of work for...
To kill the chicken?
Wait, hold on. Talking dinner...
Gonzo.
I've killed a chicken.
Georgia just said she
you've killed a chicken. Okay, talk to us.
How easy is it?
It's not that hard. Like, you just put it in like a cone. Like, you
a cone.
Like,
like
I had
any
to do
cone?
It. So I had to do it for my high school,
like a traffic
farmers,
cone?
Farmers, whatever, like, sustainability class. And you put it, it's like, it's literally like a, literally like a traffic cone. And you stick its head up, and then you can either, like, decapitate it, or you just stab its neck.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you do?
I think that's what I would do.
I just decapitated it.
Interesting.
But how so, though? Did
you have, like, a knife?
Do you have a little knife? Like,
yeah, I think we just use, like, a little knife.
That's kind
something.
Of intense for a
like
high
a
school
blade.
Class.
Yeah, it was a lot, and then they made chicken noodle soup out of it. And
hey, that sounds tasty.
Wow. I also
that's what I'm talking about. Like,
I also had to.
You can't eat the orangutan.
Participate in
do get a
the
cool sword, though.
Killing and skinning of a goat.
Really,
a goat?
That was
that's a lot.
Horrible.
That sounds traumatic.
Yeah, that sounds
it
terrible.
Smelled rank, like
I'm
worst
sure.
smell I've like, oh my god.
You've been in Riley's room recently?
Okay, you know what?
Hey, stray.
It's just disorganized.
Uh-huh. That's fair.
You need to respect the woman's team captain, Charlie.
True.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with her being a woman or the captain of a team. It's simply that her room is a mess. Yeah.
You can't really walk in it without stuff. Yeah.
You can now, okay?
We all love Riley.
She cleared a path.
Yes.
No, that was good. I remember when I was in the Bahamas once, they did like a pig slaughter, and that was pretty crazy because the gun thing didn't work. It just kind of stunned the pig, so it like squealed her out for a little bit, and then they had to like try it again.
Oh my god.
See, that's what I think is horrible.
It was kind of gnarly.
Goodness gracious.
That's what I think is horrible, is like when you don't just like do it quick, like now. Like watching, what's the movie? With Wilbur.
Charlotte's Web.
Mm.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Do you think that Wilbur got eaten?
I don't know.
Wilbur got
ruining childhoods here.
Wait, I don't remember actually the ending of that.
Do they eat?
No, I don't think they didn't.
Because the girl was like, "You can't kill my pig."
I thought the spider dies.
No, well, the spider dies at the end because it's just a spider.
Right. Charlotte's so like, yeah.
Right?
She doesn't get stomped. It's just I thought.
I thought the fact that I thought the book just ended before.
No, the book ended with like Wilbur like finding Charlotte's kids. I think.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't know Charlotte's Web.
I mean, at some point.
Yeah.
Right. Like, or it is a farm.
It is a farm. Yeah,
it is a farm.
You know, Wilbur was going to die at the start of the book.
And Wilbur
though.
Is a male.
You also,
so.
Yeah, you don't also just raise pigs for nothing. Like those, eat a lot of food.
He could be a breeding pig though. He could be like, you know.
Really.
To Clarkson's like, farm for, talks for about the that.
Yeah. See, Clarkson talks about it.
Oh, okay. Maybe then.
He's getting pigs.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
If you had to own one farm animal, what would it be?
A pig.
Interesting.
There's an easy animal here. It's obviously a horse.
Horse.
They're so cool.
Horses are so cool.
Yeah. Horses.
What is that considered a farm animal?
I was gonna say like.
Oh, you're talking like livestock.
I don't think that's considered like, a farm animal.
I would own a cow. Like I feel like a cow would be super tough. Like you have like a black and white cow. It's like
I guess chilling
in your pasture. Like
could you make an argument for an alpaca or llama?
You could make the argument.
You can make.
You can shear them and get like that nice like blanket.
True.
Sheep.
Sheep are. I have a story about this. So my grandfather, on my mother's side, my mother's father, from what I remember of this story, so to my family members listening, with a grain of salt, my grandfather used to run really early morning newspaper routes, and it was him and his youngest sister, my aunt Claire, and they apparently one time came upon a goat, just a goat, kind of rambling around, and were like, all right, let's take it home. And woke up their parents super early in the morning being like, hey, can we keep this goat, the goats in the house?
That's gotta be like the most annoying thing ever to wake up to.
This was in Western Mass.
What?
That's like really? When like a cat brings home like a dead mouse.
Yeah.
Except for like exponentially worse.
Yeah.
But think you could get goat milk.
It's not worth it.
But like, someone's also looking for
set. Somebody's looking for a goat.
Goats don't just like spawn.
They don't show up in Western Mass.
You can hire
spawn, really? Goats don't just spawn.
You can hire goats.
I don't know.
Did you know that?
Do they add goats to
Minecraft
yet? To eat your grass.
Oh, okay. Like, not goats.
Really?
I haven't played.
Wow.
My family friend like just
I feel like
you
can just mow the I feel like you just mow the lawn at that point.
Yeah, but it's like something about like them like fertilizing.
Yeah, it's healthier. They cut it to like the optimal level for
it's
the
a
grass.
California
just,
thing.
Goats just have it like that.
Fertilize it.
That sounds like a California thing.
It's like having chickens also.
Well, we have goat yoga here on campus.
We do have goat yoga here.
Yeah, I remember we did that freshman year.
It's another use for goats for spitballing here.
I don't understand why people would let a goat like stand on their back. What if it just like
kind of therapeutic?
Baby goats are.
Yes, Chris.
Okay,
I gotta try it at some point.
Of Chris doing goat yoga.
But you're just like laying on the ground and a goat standing on you. I'd be like,
what's going on? They're babies.
That's fair. No, that's a good point. It was a little foolish, but it was also, you know.
It does sound properly whimsical, though.
That's true.
Like it seems like
there's
something.
There's a certain whimsicality.
We do love a little whimsy. Here.
I really do. I do think the Tufts community can appreciate whimsicality.
That's what I'll do for your guys' birthday. I'll do goat yoga. Yeah, in our backyard.
I'm gonna bring Agatha.
Oh my god.
Agatha would like kill one of them.
Yeah, she's probably killing her.
And we're back to
oh, she would have such a good time though.
Horrible.
Agatha is a small truck, that dog.
Yeah, she's very big. She's getting spayed next week.
Oh my god.
Oh, poor thing.
That's kind of late, right?
It was supposed to be this week and then it got canceled. So, apparently she just got drugged and then like
just hung out.
Yeah,
just hung out. Vibes. Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, we have another song for you guys. While we come up with more conversation topics, this is Impossible by The Wayship Project. Ready, everybody. That song was Impossible by the Wasia Project. Georgia, do you have something to say to the people?
I do. I have a PSA announcement, everyone. It's called Day Before Tornado. Today you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. What is the Ad Council?
That's well a great done. Question. I don't know.
Well good reading.
Thank you. Thank you. I know.
Reading.
I took my pauses.
Good dictation.
Thank you.
I didn't hear any ums. So I was solid.
Thank you.
No, well
thank
done.
You. Well done. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever do, do you have a question or do you want
to? Yeah, Charlie, what's your question?
I was going to open up to the group and say, like, what, okay, what are you guys' favorite words? Because there's, like, a clear, like, correct answer.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, there's a clear, correct answer.
Can you say the correct answer?
It's smock.
Smock?
Smock.
Like what you wear when smock. You, like, do, when you do art. That, yeah, like, yeah,
smock.
Yeah.
You like smock?
That word is low-key unserious.
Goated word.
It's a very unserious word.
Unserious word.
My,
amazing
okay,
word.
All right, my counter, blubber.
I'm still feeling smock. I can't lie. You will never persuade me off smock.
Blubber.
But I like blubber.
Blubber.
All right, this is a controversial pick, but I like murciélago, which means bat in
Spanish. Murciélago. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Wait, can you say it again? Like
murciélago.
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 Con TH que sí es.
That's the name of the soccer team in Valencia, Spain.
Oh.
As well.
Valencia.
Valencia.
España.
Oh my god, I'm
Murciélago.
With all Spanish
speakers.
Murciélago in Valencia.
Valencia.
Podemos
hacer
esta en español. Oh my gosh.
Si quieres. Si quieres, si quieres. Okay, if we're going multicultural, the Portuguese word for pineapple is abacaxi.
That's pretty good.
What about esmoc?
All right, what do you got?
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite word. Like,
okay.
Like I don't know.
Okay. Do you?
I feel like I like a lot of states. Like the names of states.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, okay, like what? Like, give me like a top three.
Top three.
Is Georgia okay. in there?
No, Georgia's not in there.
Wow. Off brand.
I like Missouri. Don't really know why.
Okay, okay.
I like Nevada. And
ooh.
I like, this is a city, but
okay. Talk to us.
Why am I blanking on its name? Savannah.
Savannah's
I think I also just like that name.
Savannah,
yeah, Savannah's a good name.
Yeah.
Good name.
Shout out to Savannah on the women's team.
Is in Georgia also.
Savannah, it Georgia. Is also in Georgia. Yeah. I just think it's very pretty.
Speaking of cities, I like Reno. I think that's
Reno.
Cool.
Reno. Have you ever been to Reno? I don't think you would like it.
It's kind
actually
of
you guys might if you like.
I've been to
yeah,
Reno.
Yeah, I have a house in Tahoe.
Okay. Wait, Tahoe is close to Reno? I thought Reno was in Nevada.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is. Yeah, Tahoe's
so
in like
Eastern California. Okay.
There's like the border between North like Tahoe and like mm-hmm. there's a very close border between Nevada and California.
Interesting. Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that they were that close. I thought Reno was like
Reno's
middle
big,
Nevada.
It's a big gambling area.
No, it's
area,
like
45.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's like
know.
45 minutes away from.
Obviously,
like, some
don't condone
resorts.
That.
Not in this radio show.
Unless you feel financially irresponsible.
No, don't.
Which you should never.
Hey, guys.
Charlie.
I'm gonna cut that. I'm gonna cut that down right now.
So Celtics threw it last night.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Got clapped.
Chris had to turn it off before
Bruins
it ended.
Bruins also got clapped. What's
well,
up with Boston
like
sports
30.
Right now?
6-1. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
6-1.
Yeah, Bruins got
okay,
ruined.
Okay.
David Pastrnak got.
Are the Bruins in Florida
phased.
Again?
No.
Oh my gosh! Wait,
they
I was watching this video of there was like, what was it, 86 minutes of penalties in the. Second game
86
of the Bruins and Panthers
yeah,
game.
There was
isn't that like
there
kind
was
of
yes.
the whole
fights.
Game?
There was
wait.
Crazy fights.
There
was
some violence.
Oh
it was
kind of
sick. It was like old school hockey. I
that's
really
yeah.
liked
proper
that's,
Bruins hockey.
That's
that is Bruins
that's
hockey. Kinda,
that's
really
kinda
dirty.
Awesome.
I don't even know
not much hockey.
It like brought me back to like my like childhood, like the Sean Thorin days where he would just like fight anyone.
It was literally just a brawl. It wasn't even hockey.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
The first Bruins game I went to was Sean Thorin kneed a guy in the head. And then he was like
oh
laid
God.
On the ice for like 15 minutes. They had to take him away on a stretcher.
Oh
and I was
my
in like
God.
I was in like third grade.
Anyone tell him to put some ice on it?
I mean, he kind of like got there immediately.
Damn.
Like immediate
he
ice
where
application.
He put the work on. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Immediate ice application. Yeah, well, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our two medical students, would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, would you apply ice to a head injury immediately?
It depends on the head injury.
Okay.
Well,
good
I
answer.
Feel like
it does
you need
on the
to
head
assess
injury.
Like all of the person's like symptoms.
Like in general,
yeah.
If it's a brain injury, it won't do anything.
Yeah, because it won't reach.
Full brain freeze, probably. Probably won't help.
You just got to eat some ice cream, honestly.
Tell you, eat ice cream really
traumatic
fast
head injury, immediate ice cream. You got to soft serve.
You just have to stabilize the head first. That's what you need to do.
Mm. That's a good call. True. Yeah, that's what they said in the woofer courses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
stabilize
I do.
Stabilize the neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True, true.
That's the first thing you do. Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick one animal to be your bodyguard, what would it be?
Okay, yeah. I like this question.
Mm.
Bear.
It's hard to beat. It's
grizzly?
Hard to,
no, no, no. Grizzly bear?
Low key, I'm like silverback gorilla.
Oh,
is
that's
this because
a great
you
want to
watch the Planet of the
I feel like
movie?
Also that's a cop out answer. That's like that's the go to like
a
everybody's
answer.
Like
bear,
oh,
bear
so
is a cop
gorilla.
Out. I think bear and gorilla bear are cop out answers.
Answer. Mm-hmm.
Low key bald eagle.
Tiger.
Interesting. Tiger's tough. I really love tigers.
I think a panther.
Like a cool white tiger. Wow. That would be really hard.
Oh, actually, low key a lion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Big cats in general.
I
big
think
cats.
Lions are cool.
I kind of like my take on birds of prey,
okay.
Like an eagle.
An eagle.
But like, an
yeah,
eagle,
it's fair. You get
like,
the height dominant, but then,
I don't think that it would be able to defend you from like.
That's true. What's like the best all around animal though? All
right, if you were in Golden
fast
Compass,
and
what
strong
would be your
oh,
what would your
oh,
animal
great,
be?
Great,
oh,
great, great question.
I definitely.
Oh, you like, have to read the books.
Really
Georgia.
Feel the snow leopard. I can't
the,
lie.
It's so tough.
He's so really
the snow,
cool.
The snow leopard.
The snow leopard. Yeah.
I think that would be
that's
me.
My favorite,
what's his name? The guy with the snow leopard.
I actually
it's
didn't
like
know.
Up there.
I
haven't read the books.
Oh no, you guys have to read.
I've read
okay
the books, but like when I was a kid.
The books. The books are one of the rare series where I think that the first book is great and obviously like very classic hero's journey, yada yada. The books only get better the further along in the series you go.
Yeah,
interesting. Like
that's
book
really interesting
book
yeah,
two and
not
book three are like phenomenal, and I think better than book one.
Okay.
And they're all great. Read them.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll have to get on it this summer. Yeah, I'm not doing too much.
I know, do you?
Except getting faster. Obviously.
Yeah, getting
obviously
faster. Getting
exactly.
15.
Yeah, come on,
6:15's coming up.
6:15.
Trust.
Yeah, 6:15, big dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gonzo, now I have to go to
I know, I have to go to Lyft. I do have to go to Lyft now.
Yeah, congratulations so to Captain Gonzo
yeah
for
thank you all.
Yeah,
thank
being
you
coming
much
captain.
So
and going to Lyft. And
now has to do all the things involved
all the things
in
yeah
being
so
captain
now you have to go to the winter training.
I do have to go to the winter training.
This is going
to
be so good for you.
This is going to be great. I think I'm very excited for this opportunity. I'm excited to.
He's
I'm
not
I'm
actually
honored
reading a script right now.
I'm not. It might sound like I am, but I'm not. No, it is an honor to be captain. And I hope to do my best in leading the team. And I do have to go to Lyft, which has been my weakness in the last 3 years.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so brave.
I have to lift so many
it
things.
It's so interesting because you guys like don't like going to Lyft, but like that is my favorite part.
I like no. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. I like lifting. But I hate their stupid lifts. Like,
okay,
the things they have us doing don't do anything, right? Like, it's a bunch
know
of,
okay,
like...
They give me a crazy pump. Like, the farmer's walks, like...
Ooh,
yeah.
Farmer's
yeah
carry
does
go hard.
That's good.
Have
but
you guys
like,
ever
the
done
arm
the
all the stupid band stuff? And,
no. No, I am eternally terrified. I am eternally terrified of the lunges on the track finisher.
I'm nervous
we're
going
to have to do
it next year.
Lunges on the track is not as bad as it sounds.
I remember...
We had to do that in high school.
It looks pretty awful.
I remember talking to...
With a 45 plate?
No, we just like went around the track like four or five times.
No, so
no,
the finisher is with a
45
plate, and you can't walk. It's just lunge.
Yeah,
lunge.
I would assume.
I'm low-key had a crazy advantage there because of my
yeah,
legs
yeah, yeah,
are super
right
long.
Right.
Like I'm doing at least five less than George.
Right.
That's true.
And I remember
yeah
talking
also got
to
that dog in me.
That's they also
they
discount
forget
that.
They forget.
It's also a 200 meter track.
I would just see
track
red, and it would be over.
That's true. It is shorter than.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I remember talking to Obi about it freshman year. Obi is my
Obi would suffer.
They do some diabolical
workouts.
They
do like the boot camp.
They really
I wonder if they
those
have to
those
do a second
kids
round of that because of how poorly they did.
No, I think it's just because
yeah,
it's
I
a service. They pay for it.
I don't think
the
sorry
team pays for it, but I think the school pays for it.
Right.
That's crazy.
So I imagine they're not doing it twice.
Like,
but yeah, that's the only time Obi woke up before me while we were both in season. It was,
yeah, I remember Big Lou was also complaining about that.
Yeah, it was
that's crazy. They
but
would complain
I do agree.
To you guys.
I think if they got yelled at more, they would do better.
I think that they need to work on that because I hear them yelling running. A lot, well, but it's clearly not loud enough or intense enough.
We'll see how they do this weekend. This weekend should be.
Oh, is it the first round?
The first round of NCAA. So they play. I don't know who they play, but.
Well, they're going to.
They're going to Union. Yes. In Maryland. Schenectady.
Yeah. It's somewhere in New York.
Union's the school. Maryland is next week. If they win this weekend, then they go to Salisbury, who won the national championship last year, and they have not lost a game this year.
And that one might not go well.
We'll see. They'll be back for vengeance, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a Salisbury College. It was just a high school.
There is, and they're apparently filthy at lacrosse.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Folks, we're coming to the end of the hour. This is Gonzo.
This is Charlie.
This is Georgia.
This is Chris.
You're listening to Is a Crayon a Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to leave you with a song called Xenogenesis, a recommendation by Charlie. I hope you all enjoy.
Imagine walking out, slow-mo walk out.
People won't give you the real talk on